Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there guys, Tori here from Idiot Box Radio. How are you? Hey, hi, hello, g'day. That's what I used to say all the time back in the day. You can get in touch with the show at idiotboxradio.com, email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com, subscribe to it, please, on YouTube and in the podcast service of your choice. And if anyone has any fucking technical information, I promise you I've been trying to get Spotify working. I can't get it working, and it's got something to do with how I host it, and Spotify are being fucking dicks. So I'm having no luck with that. Now, folks, you know I love to review movies, I love to tell you about stuff, and that is okay because we're friends and we do confide in each other. I do movie reviews on occasion. Generally, they're about movies by the fucking fabulous Nicolas Cage, the Nicolas Kim Coppola, Nicky C. Now, if you guys aren't calling him Nicky C in the privacy of your own home already, don't fucking stop until you do, okay? Because that's what I call him and you're my friends. Therefore, because we're friends, he is Nicky C and he is a friend to us all. Today, we are going to cover the movie Mandy. See how I sort of reflect like, I don't know what I'm reflecting. There I am. Hello. Mandy. I'll put up a better photo on the green screen behind me, which sometimes doesn't work so well. So Mandy covers, it's a fucking psychedelic head fuck of a movie. Let me get that out of the way straight away. It's frustratingly slow at the start. Now this is one of those movies where I honestly could not make fucking head or tail exactly why they shot it the way they did. However, there is another movie by Nicky C, Color Out of Space, and it is shot exactly the same way. They may as well be done by the same person. Apparently they're not, but we will get to that at another time. For now, we are covering Mandy for you to enjoy my thoughts on this particular head fuck of a movie. So basically it's described at the front there, a primal psychedelic rage scream of a movie. It's not. It's a really weird movie. Nicky C plays a part of Red Miller. Look, he's a middle-aged dude. He's got his woman. He's in love with her. She looks a little bit odd, a little bit reclusive, and he lives this life up in the woods. He's a logger. He likes to punch a few darts, so you do see a bit of smoky doking in this one, and I don't even think it's of the gunge, but in any case, their idyllic lifestyle is brought to absolute fucking ruin. By the way, I do spoil the movies that I review, so just FYI, if you're about to see Mandy, stop listening right now, otherwise listen in horror as I tell you about this movie. Red Miller's with his lady. Let's have a look. Her name's Mandy Bloom. However, the life he's made for himself comes crashing down suddenly and horrifyingly when a vile band of ravaging cultists and these really weird bikies come into town. So the movie goes for roughly 2 hours, and the first hour is as boring as a motherfucker. Let me tell you right now, it is not very well shot. They are trying to be artistic, but it is to the point of frustrating. Nicky C tries to hold it together with all of his stunning good looks, piercing blue eyes, which are often thrown off by the fact that there is a weird purplish pink filter over most of the picture until toward the end. Now, this is a movie, in my opinion, where the director's gone, you know what, I'm a fucking cunning cunt, and I am going to put a fucking filter on this. I'm going to play some really weird fucking music that my fucking brother in third grade decided that he finished playing the fucking bongo drums, and he did a really good crack of that, and he's been told me that under good authority, he's got a friend who can play the cymbals as well. They're going to create soundtrack to my movie. The soundtrack to our lives, guys. Well, you know what? This is a life I don't want a part of. So Nicky C and Mandy Bloom, they're not married, but they're loving each other and they're loving life and they like fucking sitting back on the couch, punching darts, eating food and watching movies. Tell you what, except for the fact that they're punching darts, that would be me. But in this particular case, I'd be watching them and they would never be watching me because this show is shot from a fair while back and I don't think they had the capability of knowing that the fucking doyen of podcasting would be doing a show about them while sorting fruit, painting pictures, and getting to the fucking point. But he is. All right, so in any case, the leader of the cult sees fucking Mandy Bloom. Yeah, I keep checking that because it's like, is that the actress name? But no, her name's Mandy Bloom. Therefore, the movie's called Mandy fucking 2 and 2, dickhead. And he sees Mandy and he goes, you know what? I want to fucking finger punch her. Maybe give her a little bit of a kissy kiss upon her kissing lips. And so he has her abducted. And as they try to abduct her, though, Nicky C gets involved. But the thing is, though, the cult has done a deal with these fucking weird bikers. Now, the thing I don't understand is, I think they're human, but they're also demonic. They never really describe it. It's a case of them just trying to be way too clever throughout. The movie, it fucking is paced so slowly that even the fucking acting art of Nicolas Coppola, it can't hold it together. He can't hold it together. Slow and plodding, this movie frustrates all the way through. Even when Nicky C is eventually, as you can only imagine, getting his fucking desserts on the bad guys. So here's the deal. Mandy does get taken. Nikki C does get got. Nikki C gets away, but Mandy gets fucking evaporated. She gets burnt to a crisp in a fucking ceremony, and he is going to go on the rampage. Now, I thought this movie would be about a blood-soaked rampage from start to finish, and therefore I was really looking forward to the fact that Nikki C might be cutting sick at any given time for my enjoyment. You can enjoy it once I'm done enjoying it. I tell you to enjoy it. But for now, it was about my enjoyment, and I thought that Nikki C was on top of this thing for me. No, he didn't. Very slow plotting. He does get away. He has to deal with the bikers, who he does do away with, and sometimes you think, yeah, boy, you got. You double got. Yeah. But the whole thing is, right up until that point, you're so fucking frustrated by the way the movie's going, you're just going, fucking hurry the fuck up, cunt. I want to fucking start eating Doritos and playing video games and making my white PlayStation controller orange. Because this movie's slow, poorly paced, not that well scripted either, which really surprised me. And I love me some Nikki C, and you know that, so I'm not going to blame the fucking Nikki Cage, not for 1 second, but his acting is good in it, but the movie itself, not so good. I'm going to give it a solid 5.5 to 6 out of 10, and you'll say to me, oh geez, Tori, that's over half. It's okay. The movie's okay. It's not bad, though some would argue it was. In fact, one of the people watching it with me gave it 2 out of 10. I must admit, I've got a bit of personal bias when it comes to my Nikki C. 107 plus fucking movies, and the history of swearing on top of that, Nikki C got it down pat. I'm not going to blame him for anything that goes wrong. It's always going to be someone else's fault. But this movie will frustrate most viewers, I must admit. Even if you're a diehard fan like me, you'll really struggle. Though to be honest, the other day I actually put down a movie of Nikki C's, and it wasn't even his fault. It was the fucking shit-ass CGI at the start of it that, as an ex-serviceman, actually upset me of the fact they were making a shitty movie using such shitty CGI depicting what active servicemen did during World War II. Found it frustrating. I will try to rewatch it though, because I believe I owe you that much. But Mandy's hit or miss. You know, if you want to really complete your Nikki C completionism, and I do understand the completion wanting to get through to you as a person who might like great movies by the man Nikki C, one thing I would notice about my Nikki C deep dive is, no matter how many of these movies I've watched, and I'll tell you right now, I have watched a lot. In fact, the last weekend alone, I watched 6 Nikki C movies, and I'm nowhere near done. Every movie is a slightly different genre, which means I get to see Nikki C in a slightly different light. So if you ever want to deep dive into an actor, don't be put off unless they're doing the same fucking movie over and over and over. Because if you like Nikki C, like I do, you'll end up realizing I'm doing a horror movie, doing an action movie, doing a political thriller, doing a sci-fi. Nikki C does it all. But in this movie, Mandy absolutely does him. Big fans watch, little fans don't. Sorry, Nikki C. I really feel sad about saying this. 5.5, 6 out of 10. Mandy, not too sure about it, guys. Not sold on it. Everyone else who watched it, with the exception of me, did not enjoy it. How about instead, you guys watch it. I don't know if it's on any of those streaming services. I bought it, Nikki C, give him my money. Let me know what you think of Mandy. I would love to know. Email the show or comment below. And that all rhymed and it wasn't intentional, but I am out of here. But it was worth a mention, y'all. Idiot Box Radio out.